can't wait till I'm like fucking balling and like I don't have, I can just buy like all my shit that's like fucking.
Where do you put the
The what? Oh yeah.
You should buy an adapter that way for your guests. It
comes speaking like, to the mic, homeboy.
Hello, hello.
No, that's why. Like speaking to the mic, let them know because we're already recording. Yeah, I like to do that now. I'm catching people off guard. Hold up. First of all, let's get through logistics. What's Cuddy family? Welcome back to another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. My name is Tony, and of course. You can't hear me talk. And right now, I am live at the LMNG studio. Unfortunately, not using LMNG's bomb-ass technology because, you know, he came in clutch last minute because my guest for this episode is the man himself, LMNG.
What's up, what's up?
Hey, there you go. See, he's a little shy at first, but he'll come around to it. But yeah, we're just out here some chugging some Blue Moons because your boy out here just finished another hard day of work. I'm going to come out late, didn't you, huh?
Yep, usually I'm off at 6, but I kind of had to go over time because of a project I was doing.
Yeah,
because
not only does this man run one of the hottest media fucking studios up in this side of the West Coast, but he also works for a news media outlet. I won't describe who because it's on the need-to-know basis. This man is very top secret with his stuff. But yeah, this super high-class news media outlet needed him to work on a fancy-ass fucking project. And, of course, that took up some time, but I hit him up. He was like, yo, can you come through and be a guest? He was like, just give me some time. And I was like, that's all you got, playboy. I can give you that. And, yeah, and that's it. Now, here he is in the cut. So, how you feeling, G?
Good, good. But, first of all, how am I sounding? Because I'm looking at my audio waves. They're pretty low.
No, oh, look at this guy. Never taking a fucking day off. I'll raise the gain on your shit. How do, talk now?
Can you hear me better?
Oh, dude, yeah, you sound good. It's just that, you
I
know.
I think it's just visually. It's just
visually, because you got to say it with your chest. Say it with your chest. Look at that. Look at all them waves. See, nah, it's cool, man. You're shy. Well, not shy, but you're like very, you're a chill dude, man. You're low-tempered. I never really say you get pissed off, man. Do you ever get, when was the last time you got pissed off, bro? Because since I've known you, bro, you've been like nothing but chill. You're like a sloth in a good way, bro. And now you fucked up, but like, you know, you're just chilling, bro, in the cut. Like, yeah, I'm here. You know?
Miami, I've always been the quiet type. I don't really like, you know, talking too much, so like you're kind of getting me off my comfort zone right here.
Exactly. That's what we do here at Tony Talks, bro.
But the last time that I got mad was probably, well, I guess my last relationship, just because of how it ended. Probably the most mad I've gotten.
It's these trifling ass females that got you acting like not yourself, bro.
But other than that, for the most part, I've been a pretty chill person since, you know, I can remember. I used to have a temper when I was a kid, though. Like, most people probably won't remember. Maybe just my brother and my sister. But when people describe it, they don't really remember that part of me. And because I mean, all the homies that you've met, like, the only other person that kind of knows me when I was younger is Micho.
Shout out to boy Micho, aka Benji from Problematic Boys.
Yeah, and then that's pretty much it. Yeah, everybody cause
else. Because he lives like not too far from you. So, like, he's done. Actually, I just saw him on the way over here.
Yeah, we grew up together.
He's
so.
chilling somewhere. You know, it's a Wednesday. It is Wednesday, my dude. But no, that's cool, man. Wait, continue?
Yeah, but I mean, other than that, I've always been pretty chill. Just kind of like mind my own business. That's how I went about school. You know, work.
Life in general.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's crazy. And that's honestly crazy that you can keep like a pretty chill like state of mind, because you do a lot of stuff, bro. Like, you like from the LMNG stuff to the stuff with the news media stuff. It's like, how do you maintain, like, are you good at multitasking, or like, is just something like are you just someone that loves to be busy all the time, or like, do you feel like this is like you're serving like a like for like a bigger picture purpose or something, you know?
Well, it's funny because I mean that I like to stay busy is just recently become that way. Because I mean, if you were to meet me back then, like, honestly, I would rather have like a not busy weekend just to chill, go out and all that. But now it's the opposite. It's like I'd rather just work on my craft and on my project that I've been doing on the weekend. Because like throughout the week, I mean, I'm just working.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, well, if I have a project I need to edit or something like that, then I hop on that and then just continue working throughout the night. And then, I mean, then the weekend comes along and we schedule other side gigs with the homie Matt. Shout out Dual Synergy.
Matter of fact, while we're on that topic, yeah, put the people on games. What exactly you're into and what you got your hands in? Because you do a lot, bro. So, because I can only name like a couple off the top of my head. You probably got like a whole laundry list of shit you're involved in. So let them know, bro.
Well, I mean, everything kind of started. Shit, we're going back to you know, my last relationship. Everything kind of
for context, real quick. When was this? Not gonna get too personal.
So this was like 2 years ago.
Okay, 2 years ago.
And basically, that's kind of when everything kind of started. I mean, before that, I've always been a creative. I've always been into like making films, or you know, just shooting stuff, taking pictures and stuff like that. But it's only been recently. So after that relationship, I kind of got more into, you know, just taking any opportunity that comes my way and using my talent to, you know, create something. Back then, I just kind of saw it as a hobby, you know, something fun to do. And but now, because that's kind of what I do for work as well, so then whenever I have spare time, then I use it to, like, keep building on my skills. But at the same time, now I'm actually pushing the movement with everything that I'm doing. And so,
which is?
So, I mean, you've had them here on your podcast, Mano a Mano.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's me, my brother, and then we got the homie Brandon.
Which we still got to get, like, on the podcast. I haven't had him on this podcast, yeah, too. So, first, I got the older brother, and I'm going to get the little brother, too. True. Matter of fact, I might even do it with his girl, D, too, because she do hair and stuff like that, too, and she does dope work, too.
Yeah, that'd be a cool episode. But, yeah, I mean, it started off with them and stuff. And but even prior to that, I had already connected with my homie Matt. We went to college together. And another thing we have in common, you know, we're both Toros.
Hey, CSUDH, Toros for life. I didn't bring my ring, too. I was fucking heated. I remember midway. I was like, fuck, I forgot my ring. But, yeah. Wait, what'd you graduate with?
As a BA in film and television.
I got a BA, too, but mine's in political science. What am I, in communication?
So, yeah, that's basically where everything started, too. Like, so from college, that's where I met the homie Matt. And we always kind of kept in touch here and there. He'll work on certain projects. He'll call me up whenever he needed my help. If I needed help, then I'd call him up. And, I mean, we kind of, like, let that go for a couple years because we were all kind of, like, going our separate ways, trying to figure out our career paths and everything. But then 2 years ago, I came back into contact with him. And then from there, we just started working on different projects. And then little by little, we started expanding into other stuff. And then finally, like, me, my brother, Brandon, and Caveman, we came together to, like, start this movement, Mano a Mano. And in the beginning, I mean, there was a couple other people on here in the beginning. Shout out Jamal. There's one of Brandon's homies.
Good boy, Jamal!
Yeah, he was here in the beginning to kind of, like, help us put everything together, kind of put the vision to work. And everything kind of just started off as a t-shirt company. We weren't really thinking more than that. I mean, we wanted to use, you know, that platform of a t-shirt company to, like, kind of do what we're already doing now, but we just didn't have the resources to start that. So, like, in the beginning, it was just basically a t-shirt company. But then that's when I got my homie Matt involved. And then he's been able to kind of help us build on what we started. Because of his resources, we've been able to expand this movement into what it's become now. And it's only continuing to expand.
Yeah, because actually, funny that you mentioned Mano a Mano, because I remember you guys just recently over the weekend, and I was a part of it too. You guys did an event. You connected with a bunch of activists and also sold a bunch of shirts too. Like, what can you go into that, you know? Because that was actually pretty recent. That was actually kind of dope. They really, like, saw, you know, your skills as Element G, but also, like, Mano a Mano's ability to, like, get involved and, like, really work with everybody in the community and stuff like that.
Yeah, so actually we had two events. In the morning, we had the backpack drive, which you promoted a couple weeks ago.
You already know what the boy Melvin.
Appreciate you for that, too, because, I mean, you contributed to some of the donations. So.
Tony Talks is for the children.
So, yeah, so we want to thank you for that.
Of course.
And then, so that was in the morning. And then around, like, 2, we went to this other event. It's down on Olympic and La Brea, by passing La Brea, I want to say, in front of LA High, the LA
Los
High
Angeles.
Memorial Park.
Yeah.
So this was an event from Walk Good LA. They organize marches every weekend. And then after the march, you come back to the park, and then they have like a town hall, so like an open mic. Anybody could go up there, talk about any social issue
Which, by the way, this boy here got up with the boy fucking Brandon and just, you know, decided to lay out some, you know, knowledge about Mano and Mano and what they about and stuff like that. How did it feel public speaking, bro? Because like you said, you're the shy kind.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really put them on spot, but you did it for the brand. You did it for yourself. How did it feel?
Yeah, so basically, like, so this is an ongoing thing that What Good LA has. And so one day we just ended up at the park, and that's how we found out about that movement that they were doing there. And then so this weekend was their 10th March. And prior to that, we had been going to like four other ones the weeks before. But then every week, the dude, Etienne, who's the guy who founded that organization, he would always tell us to go up there and talk. But I mean, we didn't have the confidence to go up there yet. We just kind of like sat back.
She's like, no, I'm good. It's all good.
We sat back just to kind of listen, and because they always had like different speakers there. And I mean, I like to learn, so I just kind of sat back, listened to what people had to say. And then finally this weekend, we got the courage to go up there and then just speak on our movement, what we're doing here, and, you know, just speak our mind. And then, I mean, in the beginning, yeah, like, I was nervous, as, you know, like, as any normal human being.
Whereas Brandon was high fucking energy, bro. Yeah, this boy, yeah. G was just like, hey, what's up? You know, he was trying to talk cool, calm, and collective. He was like, yeah, what's up? You know, it's good to be here with y'all. We're Mano and Mano, this and that. And then Brandon's just like, yeah, what's up? And just, you know, just like all just going active. But it's cool though, like, you brought the chillness to like at least get the message across, and then, you know, he brought that energy out and stuff like that to really let you know like what like kind of Mano Mano is, like when it comes to like for the issues, we're chill about it and we're serious about it, but then we also have that high energy to like, you know, ignite, you know, inspiration to the community and shit. Look at me sound like a fucking freshman philosopher and shit. I'm already done my first beer. How's it going with you? Catch up, my guy.
Get in there.
See, hold up. Big Chuck, come on now. It's your debut here on the Tony Talks podcast. There you go.
No, but yeah, I mean,
I'll go with you. So when you're done with that beer, then I'll whip out the second for us. I'll match, fam.
All right,
yeah, so I'm not a fiend, all right? But take your time, though. No pressure. We're barely 12 minutes in this shit, bro. We got a whole hour. Shit, if we get lit, I'll give you more than a fucking hour, bro. You deserve
because
you put Tony Talks, like, out there, bro. You helped us even before Tony Talks, back when I was doing other podcast stuff, too. Like, I met you at a previous podcast endeavor. And now you've been so supportive since day one, bro. So, yeah, like, that with me, Mano and Mano, it's just like, you're fucking wild, son. You got hands in everybody's cookie jar, but in a good way, son. You're adding cookies to our cookie jar, whereas people take them away and shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I told you that day, like, that the first time I met you, like, there's just something about you. I like your energy. And, like, I've always just liked supporting people who are passionate about what they do, especially when it comes to, like, in the creative field. Like, I'm a creative myself. Like, I feel like, I mean, like, you know what I do, but then it's like other things that I like to get my hands on. Like, I don't think I'm like in one specific lane. Like, I have my hands, like you say, I have my hands on different things.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of things.
I can't pinpoint like what my specialty is. I mean, I like making videos and stuff. I would say maybe videography, but then again, like, I mean,
you do graphics. Editing. Yeah, because like anybody would need a graphic to promote something for like Instagram or social, you're on it like Ryan Rice, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I just like the whole marketing stuff, and then just creating like my own shows and stuff. Like, apart from, you know, the Mano Mano, me and Matt, we have this other show called Unclouded Creatives.
Go into that, because that's actually a nice, dope ass show you guys got.
So if y'all want to check that out, is at unclouted_creatives.
We'll have that in the description
and,
as well.
Basically, that show is just to kind of highlight people who, you know, they're passionate about what they do when it comes to the creative, you know, the creative field. Because I mean, a lot of times we have all these people creating things, you know. I mean, I'm never hating, like, I appreciate everybody's crafts and stuff, but then there's those people who just kind of do it for the clout.
And yeah, they're not in for the passion, but they know that they can get something fast and easy. It's,
yeah,
like, no.
and then that's how that whole creation of that show came about, and that's kind of like the motto of the show is like, do it for the passion, not for the clout. And so we just go around just highlighting different people and what they do and just kind of telling their story. Right now, the first couple episodes that we have up, they're focused on music. But we're trying to get into other avenues of art, you know, like we're just like graffiti art or like fashion. I know you had a Wednesday here, so like we're trying to highlight her as well.
Oh, shit. Tony Talks exclusive right here.
Get you on there, too.
Hey, Wednesday, you're hearing that right now. We get your potential Unclouded series for you and then me as well, too. Shit, hold up. I'm going to hold you up to that, G, all right?
Of course.
Running by your people, but
this is an art. I mean, you got to be creative to make a podcast. I mean,
that and you also definitely like podcasting, because not only do I want to do podcasting, I also want to do stand-up. I've told you, I talked about this before. Both those, like, I've listened to a lot of podcasters. I listen to a lot of comedians, and what they tell me to do, but the reason why I still am very passionate about it is they tell me, like, it's all about consistency. You have to just keep working and grinding. Like, for the first couple of years you do this shit, you're not going to get the success you want right off the bat. It's going to require you to have patience, to have, you know, the need to want to learn, the hunger to want to keep going and striving for better. And to me, I like that, because yeah, some people, like you said, they do it for the clout and they're just like, you know, they drop a song or they do a art piece or whatever, and they're just like, where the fuck is my fame and this and that. I'm like, motherfucker, you gotta work for this shit, dude. Exactly. Like, you gotta keep fucking at it, you gotta keep going, you gotta make 100 art pieces, you gotta make 100 songs, you gotta do like this podcast, I gotta make like 100 episodes before people can like get the, like, you know, I want to build my catalog so I will, when people, more and more people start coming in, they can come in with like a pretty sizable catalog of my stuff, and like with people like you, people like Wednesday, people like, you know, all the musicians I've had as well too.
Yeah,
it's all about just giving people variety in terms of hearing everybody's story. I'm rambling, but
Yeah, I mean, you could tell the people that are actually passionate about it, because it's the ones that keep going even though they don't really have no traction in the beginning. A lot of people just give up too quick, and I'm not gonna lie, I mean, I was one of those people in the beginning. Like,
oh, everybody is.
Like, so I went to school, and then when I graduated, I spent like probably like for like 6 months trying to find a job within my field. But then when things weren't going my way, I kind of just gave up on that. I went and had, like, you know, my first 9-to-5, started working at a Target. From Target, I started doing other jobs that didn't really have to do with what I went to school for, but I mean, I just needed the money. At that point, I didn't really know where my career path was going. And then finally, like, you know, I had to go through a lot of
ups and downs and stuff.
Ups
like that.
And downs. And you know, I had to crash for me to finally, like, build myself up. And then, so that relationship, coming back to that shit, I don't know, it just always.
It's all full circle.
Is that one turn?
Whoever
that's
that
the
broad is, bro, fuck you. But also, low-key, shout out you for, like igniting the fucking fuse in this, man, to be like, you know what? It's grind time in this motherfucker.
It's because I feel like everybody comes to, like, there's always a turning point in somebody's life. For me, I feel like it was that. Because I was just going about my life, just kind of looking at it like, like, I don't ever want to have, like, a 9-to-5. And I was very stubborn about that. And, you know, for a while, I was doing all these other odd jobs. And previous to the job that I have now, I was working at FedEx. And, I mean, it was cool.
FedEx.
It was cool. You know, the pay was pretty decent. But, you know, after a while, like, any job kind of, it just gets very routine. And
yeah, and then after a while you just kind of lose yourself. You're just like, where the fuck am I going with this again?
Exactly. Like, yeah. So then that's where I was a lot of times. Like, the longest I've lasted at a job was probably like a year and a half or so.
God
after
damn.
that just kind of like, that's always my exit point, you could say.
Yeah.
after that long being at the same job, like, it just kind of gets too repetitive, and I just felt like I wasn't really doing much.
You wanted a break in routine, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get that.
And so then, you know, then the whole relationship happened, and, you know, I was very, like, I was into this girl, and, you know, I thought I was going to marry her.
Damn.
I already had my future
wedding
set.
Ring ready and everything, my
yeah,
guy.
Like, and I wasn't even one of those people that believed in marriage. I didn't believe in kids and none of that, but with her, it was different. So then when...
On that little baby shit, we started off as close friends. I even went and bought a wedding ring. Damn. Well, then what happened, bro? See, continue the... Wow. We're really getting into the thick of it.
That's a whole other thing. I mean, we could have a second episode just talking about that relationship.
Oh, shit.
Just briefly, it's just...
Yeah, give us a skinny.
It was just like, you know, like I said, I mean, we just started off as good friends. And then over time, we developed... Well, I ended up developing bigger feelings for her because I ended up meeting her.
Such is the
way
of life for a man. Because
we went to school together, but then years later we kind of like we met each other again, if you want to say that. Like, but I got to meet her in a whole different way, and then that's kind of like where, you know, I fell for this girl. And, you know, we were together for like 2 years, and everything in my eyes, everything seemed fine. But I mean, it's like they say, love blinds you. So there's certain things that I just wasn't seeing.
Love hurts. Yeah. Love scars. No,
so then when everything just kind of, you know, went downhill, Like, that shit hit me hard.
You went downhill too, basically.
Yep.
Because there's always, like, in the relationships, I always see that there's always one person that takes a heavier hit than the other person, you know? Sometimes it does happen. And that was you, but then somehow you fucking rose out of that shit like a phoenix from the fucking ashes and shit, so.
Yeah, and then when I tell the story, you know, like, I don't like to seem like I'm the one that got hurt. You know, the most or whatever. Cause
G
I know
don't
that,
get hurt,
that
bro.
Was hurt.
He don't hurt.
There was hurt on both ends.
He hurt feelings. He don't get hurt. The fuck is he talking about? Just kidding.
Nah, well, there was hurt feelings on both ends. Like, I know where my flaws were, and I know how I hurt her, and then it just became something that I didn't think it was. You know, I thought we were going to last longer than it did. And, I mean, I thought that was it for me. You know, I thought it was already set. Because it just seemed too perfect, but, you know, I guess it's just too perfect to be true, but...
Yeah, some things are too good to be true, man, and then, yeah, that's the worst part, too, because you get so sucked into this fucking thing of, like, oh, fuck, like, this is amazing, like, you do not want this time to end with this person, and then it just happens so sporadically, and then you're just, like, you kind of get lost in that crossroads, but then at the same time, it's, like, you're pissed off, but then, like, it's either, like, you take that pissed offness, and you just, like... let it halt you, or you let it like fuel you to be like, all right, fuck it, like I'm single now, I guess I spent so much time worrying about this person, now it's time to worry about myself and shit like that, so it's just like, fuck it, let's fucking hit the ground running and shit.
Yep. So then once I hit that brick wall, you know, with that relationship, then I just kind of, you know, I spent my time, you know, just being depressed about it, and then, you know, eventually that's when like my creativity started to spark. Because low-key, I've always been into, like, writing, and I've always been into, like, music, too. So that's just another little avenue that's kind of, like, it's always been there. I just never really brought it out.
LMNG mixtape drop in 2025. So,
so I mean, some people know that kind of that side of me. Like, you probably haven't heard none of my stuff yet, but.
Yo, you got to show me your shit, dog. Next episode, I got to review the LMNG fucking demos and shit.
Nah, but I mean, low key, I wanna start working on something, cause just like, you know, this year we've been surrounding ourselves a lot with like all these musical talent.
Why the fuck not, bro? Who says you can't be the next TDE, bro? LMNG next in the fucking game.
I feel like, I mean, I don't wanna say like I'm a rapper or anything like that,
but I'm not a rapper.
But I'm pretty decent when it comes to like writing.
Oh shit, he could drop a cool 16 for you on the fly. All right.
No, I can't freestyle.
Oh, I can't freestyle. But give him some time, he could drop a cool 16.
Yeah, like I like to write, and then the other thing is like I like to write in Spanish. So sometimes it's like I get into my Spanish.
On his Bad Bunny shit.
So yeah, I mean that's just another little side thing that I like to do. And yeah, so then it sparked up my writing, and then from my writing I started, you know, creating little small videos, and then from there, you know, that's when I started linking up again with Matt, and then the whole Unclouded stuff started happening, then Mono started happening, and then I met you, and ever since I met you, you know, like, I saw that there was that passion in you, and then...
I'll pay you later for it. Thanks.
And then there was that one time that you kind of like were giving up on this whole podcast thing. And then I told you like, nah, like you just have to keep pushing. You have to keep going.
Yeah, because look, for me, what happened was I didn't want to quit it. It was just that the way it works. Because like my last podcast endeavor was with like someone else. So I was co-hosting. So it was like, it was still 50-50 in the sense. So like it was my intake, his intake, and... like to me, like, and that's the reason why this podcast even exists. Like, yeah, you at the time you probably saw us like, I guess, quitting it or something like that. But like at the end of the day, like for me, like I never wanted to stop doing this. I always knew that no matter what happened with my last podcast endeavor, I'm gonna still have a podcast by next year, by the end of this year, you know. And then that's how it happened, you know. So that's why, like, I kind of like I said, this whole year has been kind of fucking crazy. But like, I guess it's kind of been a blessing in disguise because it's given me time to just be like and work on myself, like just with you and stuff like that. And you know how you said, like, you know, once you started focusing on yourself, the shit started just coming at you. And then you started doing one thing after another. So it's like, I still kept this thing going. That's why I got Tony Talks right now. And then I still linked up with you and then Mono and Mono. So I helped you guys with Mono and Mono. And then you're always here to help me with my shit. And then like, we're linking up with other people and stuff like that. So like you said, you know, the passion was always there because like, even though my numbers aren't that high or like, you know, like I'm not where I like, cause you know, that's the thing. Everybody wants to do it for the clout and for the fame. And when they don't see it at first, they're just like, oh, they gives up. That's how you know the passion wasn't there. For me, the passion was there when like I had to start from like ground zero, but like I was still like, I still had that excitement and that passion and like want to record. And I'm just like, fuck, like it's just like a high to me, a good ass high, you know?
Yeah. And you could tell that's why I've always like, admired you for that, because like you keep going at it, you know, like even if you have to start from ground zero, I mean, you have the talent. It's like I always told you, like you give me a lot of the credit, but honestly, like I just provide the platform, I provide the equipment whenever you need it, but truthfully, I mean, you're the talent, you're the creative. I'm just here to back up, you know, whoever else is trying to like get their talent out there. I mean, like that's I think if there's one thing that I'm passionate about is that, like, helping other people just kind of like develop their talents and giving them that platform and just that encouragement to keep going. Like, yeah, like I do the filming stuff, I do the photography stuff and all this other creative shit, but if I guess my one true talent, I guess, is that, like, just encouraging people to keep going and just motivating them. Because like a lot of people, like when I talk, people say that, you know, they're like, oh, you should be a speaker or something. But I'm like, I don't really like to talk though. But it's like I like having these one-on-ones with like my close people, because like I care about you guys, and like I want everybody to succeed, and that's always been my motto. Like, you know, like if I'm gonna do something, like I want to make sure that everybody's coming up with me. And that's how we're trying to run all the movements we're doing here, you know, from Mano a Mano to the Tony Talk podcast. That's why you guys always see us together. A lot of things, because, like, you know, we got to put on our own people. Like,
LMNG got shooters out here in these fucking streets, bro. You don't get fucking twisted. You feel me?
Nah, but, I mean, we just have to put on our own people, because, like, you know, we got all these big industry people, like, with money and all that, but I mean, like, nobody's gonna come over here to South Central and like scope us out. Like, so we have to put on our friends, put on ourselves, and then, you know, build the network within the groups that we already have. Cause I mean, like, that's the only way we're gonna come up. Like,
exactly, we doing this shit old school style, son. Y'all got the fucking stacks of cheese, bro. We got government cheese and ham, my guy. Fuck is he talking about? We making our own sandwiches out in this bitch. No lettuce, barely any mayo. And we talking that fucking value brand mayo that just says mayonnaise on that bitch. The fuck?
Nah, and then
I got Miracle Whip. We got fucking Whip Miracle. Cool Whip. Yeah, Cool Whip. The fuck, or some other bullshit like that. They got Miracle Whip. We just got Whip. The fuck?
Yeah, and then also, like how you said, this year has just been a blessing in disguise. Like,
and listen, I'm so fucking tired too of people talking about like, bro, we're in a pandemic. Listen, you don't gotta fucking repeat it to us, bro. We know we're in a fucking pandemic. But the thing is, the reason why it's a blessing in disguise is like, we took what could be one of the shittiest years. Yo, shit, still no camera cut. We took like one of the years that's basically like really shitty, and still found it. Like, bro, we fucking turned fucking dog shit into wine, dog. Like, we did something to like turn this year around for us at least, and I feel like that should be the goal for everybody. Of course, if you're dealing with the COVID stuff, of course take care of you and yours, and the people around you are gonna take care of you and yours too. Like, I've like with Mono and Mono, y'all doing the food drives and stuff, like the vegetable drives and stuff like that, to like make sure these people still have like fresh produce and stuff like that. A lot of these people are getting involved with, like, and then the pack back drive and like things like that. So it's like so many people are still trying to do good in a time where people are losing hope. So I feel like that's kind of the reason why, like, we're still out here doing what the fuck we doing shit, even though it might seem like it's just for us. In reality, it's just like because we want to still like do things for people, and like also show people that, like, yo, you can still do it no matter like what the fuck's going on, even with like a global fucking pandemic. Yeah, exactly. You gotta make it work, you know. You gotta make it work, cause everybody wants to do something right now, bro. They're fucking tired. They're stressed. They're just like, bro, can this fucking pandemic be over? People are tired of being in their fucking houses. Fucking Karens are tired of wearing fucking masks and shit like that. Like, it's just, it's bonkers, dude. It's bonkers. But it's like, we gotta fucking pull through this shit, man. Tenemos que jalar por esta mierda, güey.
Yeah. And I mean, this is the perfect time to like explore your creativity. Like, you said it in your podcast before, you know, like just the way that you started with your YouTube vlogs. Like,
yeah, I did the fucking quarantine vlogs, bro. You remember? Exactly. You made me like a fucking little thing, yeah, like for Instagram. I was like, see, fucking LMG.
Yeah, I thought that was dope, because I mean,
that's fucking fire.
That's
my
basically
guy.
The essence of what this year has been is like, you're just trapped at home basically in the beginning of the year, and it's like you're just trying to do something, and then that's when people like they should have taken that time. I mean, you still got time to do it. Like, just explore your creativity. Just create some shit. I mean,
yeah,
because
I don't look up like no fucking end in sight right now, goddamn.
Yeah, because, I mean, after COVID's over, like, I mean, we don't know how everything's going to be. If everything's just going to go back to how it used to be. And
Do you think that?
I mean, I feel like for a lot of people, it's unfortunate to say, but I feel like a lot of people might just go back to what they're doing, because they're just comfortable. They were just comfortable with that life. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, not everybody has that drive. You know, like, it'd be nice, but not everybody has a passion, or maybe they just don't have that person pushing them to kind of explore their passion. So that's another thing too, you know, they can't, you can't always just blame it on that one person. Like, maybe just they just don't have the support system. Like, I mean, we're blessed that we have, you know, our friends. They hype us up. They push our shit. Like, we push your podcast. You push our movement. And then, you know,
take notes out there, people listening. A little share can go a long fucking way, all right? Hey, and I scratch your back, you scratch my back, all right? Well, I'm a supportive as fuck out here too, man. I'm exactly. here making sure everybody shine. That's what I'm telling people. Yo, come on the podcast, bro. Like, just talk, you know, get your shit out there.
Yeah, and then for you, like, this is a good thing because, I mean, you're doing this for your friends. Like, you always invite your friends and or even anybody that just wants to come on here and then just speak their mind. And then, like, you know, like, especially for right now in COVID, like, you're just at home. Maybe there's like a million thoughts running through your head. I mean,
yeah, record that shit. Go on video. Like, you know, like your phone probably has like a little tape recorder thing. Record that shit. There's like an app. I forgot what it's called. Back when I was exploring the early endeavors into podcasting. Yeah. There's like an app where it does everything. You can like just record right then and there. And then it gives you like, if you pay extra, you can like have it uploaded. It's like the bare minimum, like bare bones podcast. Like you just talking, that's it. No editing, no nothing. It's like a one take, done, and boom, it's out there. And it was pretty cool. So it's like, so that shows you, like, even if you don't have the best equipment, like for me, I started off with like a one mic setup, and now I'm at a two mic, but you know, it was a slow build and stuff like that. You know, but it's possible, especially with people like you too, man. Like, you know, don't be afraid to like reach out to friends and be like, hey, have you ever thought about doing this and doing that? It's like, yo, I thought the same thing too. Like, you'd be surprised when people are like, yo, I thought about the same thing too, about wanting to do this, about wanting to do that. It's just like, go ahead, man, do what you fucking want to do.
I mean, sometimes you want to try
it's
to do
your thing. Salud.
We try to do everything ourselves, but
all mano, you know, a mano, hey.
But I mean, you definitely need a team behind you, like, because you know, two heads are better than one, and then, you know, there's strength in numbers. So, like, you're trying to start a movement.
Assemble them Avengers, my guy.
Or anything. I mean, you just need your friends, basically, or people that are, like, like-minded.
Individuals, yeah.
Just get together, you know, brainstorm ideas, whatever it is, whether it's a business, whether it's, like, you're trying to make a podcast, or you're, I don't know, you're trying to start, like, a restaurant or something. You know, just get with the right people.
Make a fucking porn company. It don't fucking matter, my guy. Do what the fuck you want to fucking do. It's 2020. At this point, anything's possible, my guy.
Yeah, and then, I mean, the process is always fun. And then that's what I always appreciated about, you know, like, creatives, especially here in South Central in L.A. Because we're very experimental at you know, in certain points. And then from those experiments, a lot of, like, you know, beautiful stuff ends up happening. I mean, like I said, Mono started off as a t-shirt company, and then from there we just started like pushing other stuff. We figured like there's more need of like community service, because basically like one of our major models for Mano Mano is like, a lot of people are always talking about, you know, they're trying to leave the hood, and you know, but why are people trying to leave the hood when they could just make it better, you know, like make, and it starts with ourselves. We just got to start, you know, moving in the right ways and getting with people who are like-minded to make changes here in our own communities and just make things better for ourselves. Because obviously, like you've said it, like, you know, the government's not really helping.
Yeah, fuck the government, fuck 12, fuck all the motherfuckers, dog.
So, I mean, we just got to help ourselves, help
which,
your
by
people,
the way, too,
help your communities.
Yeah. You told me I should dedicate an episode of just talking politics. So I'll definitely, like, think about that in the future. I want to get my thoughts gathered correctly because I'm going to keep it a stack. I studied politics all throughout college, bro. Like, if I start talking about politics, I'm going to go from one thing and just start rambling. It'll be just fucking a web and just a bunch of shit. But to make my perspective on what my politics are clear, bro, I'm libertarian, man. So fuck the government, fuck the feds, fuck all them motherfuckers, dog. Taxation is theft. Buy guns and all that other, you know, good freedom shit, bro. Freedom of speech. Not let gays marry gays. Fucking end the drug war. All that shit, dog. And war, too. Like, fuck all that, dog.
I feel you.
Oh, fuck, we're getting too intense, bro. We're out here trying to chug the fucking Blue Moons to keep it down. But nonetheless, all right. Now, G, I want to talk to you a little bit. Because you said it yourself. You know, you went through, that relationship ended 2 years ago. I know you and I are good friends. You've been getting, trying to get back, trying to throw that hook back in the line and say, see if you catch yourself another fish. How has it been for you during this COVID period and then last year, too? Like, basically since the breakup, like, Have you like tried to get back in the game? Have you like, you know, like how's that been going for you? Or like, you know, what's going on?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, I got the fishing pole, but I'm just kind of like hooking the little worms to the hook, but not really casting the hook out to the ocean yet.
Oh, okay. So you're holding off and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's because, like I said, like that relationship, like I really thought I was set with that one, and it's just hard kind of like coming back into it, especially with everything that's kind of happening now. Luckily, you know, I've been staying busy where I don't have to. You want to pause it maybe?
No. Fuck that. It's cool. Keep going.
Them dogs is going to be in the back.
I know. Fuck it. You hear a little bit. We're out here in the fucking, you know, out here in the bullshit. Out here in the porch drinking beers like a bunch of fucking dads with our fucking cats. Which, by the way, red cap, that's what the fuck is up, my guy.
Yeah.
Nah, but fuck it. The dog's not too loud, so.
I see the car. Maybe you should pause it.
Hold on. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Or no messages. Just wait till this fucking dog starts barking. Down. The reason why the dog was barking, because, you know, a bum with a car was coming through. Because, you know, that's just how it be now living in L.A. Fucking bum city paradise. Thanks, fucking bitch-ass spaghetti Garcetti. Bullshit-ass mayor and shit.
Hey, talking about that guy. They pulled up to his house. I don't know if you've seen that. But they're protesting outside his house.
Swear. And wait, then, doesn't his bitch ass live in like Burbank or something?
I don't even know. But they're like, because I was watching.
Yeah, you know damn well this motherfucker don't live in the hood.
Like, I was watching the live though, but there's a whole bunch of people out there.
Yeah, there was fucking people. I forgot. I was going to the Stizzy shop today, and then it was like fucking, some street was just straight up blocked off. Like, it was like sheriff car, sheriff car, sheriff car, sheriff car. I go around other part of the street, sheriff car, sheriff car, sheriff car, all the way around. I pull through that bitch, and then all of a sudden I see, yo, they having a fucking protest. Like, outside there's like people, flags, fists going up in the air. It's like some building. I think it might be like the federal building or something, or the courtroom. I don't know where, but look at KTLA or something like that. I'm sure they'll have some type of coverage on that shit, because it looked pretty big. Like, all the cops were blocking all that shit. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, and see, that's another thing about this year, too. Like, a lot of, there's been a rise in creative people, and then there's been a rise in, like, activism.
Activism like a motherfucker, so, my guy.
I mean, honestly, in my opinion, despite everything that's been going on, like, it's been a great year just because we've been seeing all these, like, we've been seeing this revolution.
We're in a time where we're supposed to be like indoors, just staying inside our fucking house and not saying anything. We're saying so much and getting outside of our house, and that's because of the fucking injustices that are happening like all around this country. And that's like, bro, that even happened during a fucking global pandemic. It's like a double whammy, bro.
Yep.
Like, riots ensuing throughout the nation, and then fucking, you know, the pandemic. Fucking the White House lights got turned off, bro. Like, that's how you know motherfucker Trump is like, you know what? I'm seeing a large number of threats of people outside. Security, I'm needing to go down to my bunker. Thank you. Okay, no, sorry, Melania, I need to go first. I am the President of the United States, so therefore I have to do the rights to go first. They're not going to miss the First Lady, but they're going to miss... No, wait, is the First Lady Melania, right? Yeah, Melania. Yeah, there you go.
That's a good impression.
I know. I can do okay impression. I can do a pretty bitch in Bill Clinton. Yeah, man. Vote for Hillary. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I can do a pretty good Nixon, too. Oh, wait, fuck. I got the headphones on. Let me do it without the headphones. I am not a crook. I've earned everything I've gotten. But that is why, effective immediately today, I shall resign the presidency of the United States. Yo, hire me. I do bitching impressions. What are they talking about?
And that's where your stand-up comedy is going to start.
Exactly. Blowing off, son.
Nah, but yeah, I mean, this whole pandemic has just brought out, like, the good and the bad side in people. Like, you got to see people's real, like, true colors. But at the same time, you know, the beauty of this...
Color. We keep talking of color. What is this color? The only color we need to worry about is red. I.e. as in the flag of China. Nah, it's fucking chicken to you. Just going off the impressions.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I was saying now.
About the shit that's going on right now. Like, you know, how crazy things are with the protests and the riots, and it's just like the...
Oh, no, yeah. No, so I'm saying that you got to see a lot of the good and bad in people. And, like, the beautiful thing about, like, you know, bad situations is... With a bad situation, you kind of have to figure out ways of kind of, like, working around that.
And making change.
And making change. So that's it's inspired a lot of people to like fight back, and then finally realizing that, you know, that everything that has been happening so far is not, you know, like it's not right. And like a lot of people have been standing up for injustices. Creatives have come out and, you know, just made some cool like fucking political art, or like in music. There's been a revolution in music,
bro,
too.
Bro, like, fucking, have you heard Lil Baby's The Bigger Picture?
I haven't heard that.
Bro, that shit is a banger, bro. You never thought Lil Baby can fucking, you know, spit some, you know, lyrical, spiritual, miracle type shit. But he was fucking spitting some hard shit. I'll show you after this podcast, bro. Like, and the video, too. Like, he was good. Like, he was dead ass, like, in the front lines of these protests and stuff like that was going down. And, like, the lyrics, man, it wasn't, like, no mumble rap shit. Like, the lyrics were hard, dude. Like, he was examining, like, his role in the as a rapper and, you know, inspiring people to do their stuff. He was like, listen, I know I brag about, like, you know, guns and, like, violence and shit like that. But, listen, go out and vote. Like, you know, that's just my upbringing, but I don't have to be your upbringing and shit like that. Like, it's crazy. Like, this dude really, like, set aside all that, you know, gangster rap, Atlanta trap type shit. To like spit some real lyrical miracles type shit, bro, and it's crazy.
See, that's dope. That's dope.
And then J. Cole coming out of the woodworks, motherfucker shaked off his dreadlocks, put some rhymes on the fucking paper, and it's just like now he's fucking going off too, bro.
See, that's crazy. That's the beauty about this whole pandemic. Like, even if it's like a fucked up situation that we were living in, like the movements and the creativity that has come out of it is like. That's what I'm taking out of this year. Like, a lot of people are seeing the negative side of it, but it's only been a shitty year if you made it a shitty year for yourself, because a lot of people are just, you know, they're home. There's all this stuff happening, and, you know, like, you could complain about it or you could do something about it, you know? And I understand, you know, I understand that, like, you know, there's you might fear the whole COVID thing, and then, yeah, like, you want to social distance and stay home. But I mean, there's other ways to voice your opinions and still support the movements. You know, you don't have to be out there in the front lines, but there's other ways, you know, just inform yourself, educate other people, and just get the word out, and, you know, just,
and wear your fucking mask. Wear your fucking mask, all right? Let's try to end this pandemic early. Wear your fucking mask. All you Karens and Chads out there talking about, I'm a free right side American. Motherfucker, just wear your goddamn mask.
True, true.
God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Something's going on outside.
I don't know what's going on over there.
I don't know, but motherfuckers is wildin'. Yo, this is a Tony Talks exclusive. We got some cheesement happening on the streets live right now. Yo, that's crazy. Hold up. On today's episode of Hoods in the Wild, we have a young savage out and about screaming. Well, this dude just hauling ass, bro. Probably got in a fight with, like, his female or something. summertime love blues, dog. But anyways, what the fuck were we talking about? Fucking the cheese man distracted us. Oh, yeah. The beauty and being able in seeing, like, what's happening. And I definitely agree with you, though, because, you know, bringing it all right the fuck back, I definitely feel like it's one of those situations where we're really making a diamond from building up so much pressure, you know, because diamonds are built from pressure. And, like, we have been pressuring, like, administrations. We have been pressuring, like, you know, cops. We've been pressuring, like, so many people to, like, really, like, take notice and, like, do something about what's going on right now. And it's really dope. One thing I really like is that people are starting to finally see that this whole two-party system is a load of bullshit. They're like, yo, there's bullshit on the Republican and the Democratic side. And I feel like that's a good way for us to start, because we definitely need to start seeing that government is not the fucking solution, bro. It's the problem. Because of the way, because people are always talking about these systems of oppression, but the main people that are creating the system of oppression are the fucking government that's preventing you from being a free citizen. That's why so many people are afraid to go outside. That's why so many people are afraid to trust cops. That's why so many people are afraid to, like, get involved, because so much of our fucking government has grown to where, like, all this corruption is happening. So now people think, like, this is the new norm. Like, oh yeah, a corrupt government, fuck it, that's just the way it is. It's like, true. No, that's not the way it has to fucking be. It's like, you as people have the power to do this stuff, but so many people get caught up in, like, all this mundane bullshit of, like, it has to be between the fucking blue tie or the fucking red tie. It's like, no, what needs to fucking happen is everybody as a collective needs to come together and see that as long as the government keeps getting involved in shit that they don't need to get involved in, shit's gonna get fucked regardless. Like, we don't need governments fucking up our school systems. We don't need governments fucking up our medical system, our Medicare. We don't need government fucking up our oceans, our fucking, our environment. We don't need government fucking up, you know, all this type of our money. Like, right now, people, like, apparently California's expected to do, like, a even bigger tax raise to try to keep up with all the public programming. It's like, bro, you're gonna, like, tax us into fucking extinction. Yeah. You wonder why people are moving to Texas. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's why. And also, there's been a rise in, like, small businesses now because of the same thing. I mean, we have to, like, it comes back to creativity.
Exactly.
Because people lost their jobs and stuff, so now they have to get creative and
OnlyFans is
way.
Popping right now.
Hey, when you gonna start yours?
Right.
I've been waiting.
Right. Oh, fuck. There you go. See? Hey, you heard it here first, folks. Tony Talks OnlyFans coming soon? Wait, what are your thoughts on OnlyFans too, bro? Like, do you think it's like, because some people are all like, no, your thought on this. I'm like, as far as I'm concerned, bro, I'm like, bro, baby, make your money. I'm
well, I feel like, I mean, I don't know too much of how, like, the whole app or whatever it is started. But
So basically, like, Instagram models, or i.e. thoughts, as some people will look at them. You know, the girls that like to, you know, show some skin in the game on Instagram, you know. If they got it, they flaunt it. They're like, listen, at this point, I have kind of gotten to the point of, like, you know what? If someone were to ask for to see my tits or my ass, I'd be like, fuck it. But that's the thing, though. They don't want to give up the nudes that easily. Usually, they would have to, like, work with, like, you know, finesse rich dudes and this and that. But then they're like, hey, what if there's an app where it's like, listen, you upload your nudes and you're instantly guaranteed money? They're like, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, like, you make an OnlyFans account, you make a profile, you take all these pictures of yourself.
Was that the purpose of the app, though, initially?
Pretty much, yeah, to sell nudes, make profit on nudes. Like, because back in the day, it was the old-fashioned hustle type way. They were like, you know, they would make, like, Snapchat accounts, add a bunch of fucking randos, and be like, hey, buy my nudes, and then, you know, hit them up and this and like that, too, and then they give you the Cash App and this and that. No, OnlyFans is, like, direct. It's like, boom, you link your bank account to your fucking OnlyFans account, and then all the money that comes in from monthly subscribers, boom, gets into your account. This shit's taxable, my guy. Like, there's W-2s for this shit, my guy. Like, there's W-2s for fucking, you know, popping your pussy for the gram, my guy. Like, it's crazy.
See, because I thought it was just one of those, you know, those apps that just happened to be one thing, but then they made it another thing. Because, like, I don't know if you heard, like, how, like, Cardi B, she said she's going to start one. But then she's talking about how, like, she's not going to be.
Why? She has, like, she makes millions of fucking dollars, bro.
No, but
WAP
the thing
is like crazy.
No, because I was watching her video and she was talking about how, like, she's not going to be, like, showing any nudity or nothing. Like, if you want to know more about her life, she's going to use it for that.
Nah,
so that's why.
Nah.
So that's why I thought that app was, like, initially it started like
how
that
you
for
you going to make a song about having wet ass pussy but couldn't even show the pussy for OnlyFans? What the fuck? Don't lie. Don't try to make OnlyFans, which is not. Oh, kill your beer, bro. It's cool. Hey, listen. Don't feel rushed, dog. I'm just putting it right there so you know. You can know that, you know, we're here for you. But nonetheless, how you going to make a song called wet ass pussy but then you're always talking about I'm going to make OnlyFans talking about some positive shit? Bro, put that shit on your gram or, like, Snap or something, bro.
I just thought it was like it started off as an app where it was like for anybody who wanted to sell any, like, I don't know, like, any type of service.
No.
And then they made it into something like what it is now.
No, it's just, yeah, it's just new. It's just selling nudes. But, dude, it's kind of gotten far. You know what's funny? One fucking OnlyFans girl made, like, a series called Fanbus, which is basically like a PG-13 version. A rated R version, not even rated R, PG-13 version of, like, a bang bus from porn. Like, you know those bang buses in porn?
Yeah.
They do the same thing. They get in a van. I guess they get, quote-unquote, they pick up, quote-unquote, fans that subscribe to their OnlyFans. And then they play, like, these little games and stuff like that. But it's like, bro, there's no nudity. There's no nothing, bro. Like, there ain't jack shit. There ain't dicks going into pussies. There ain't fucking titties flashing on the screen. No nothing, bro. So you're paying a subscription fee to see people play fucking party bullshit games like spin the fucking bottle in a van that could have been properly used for a fucking gangbang from a fucking porn, dude. It's like, what the fuck, my guy? Dude, go to porn. Look up gangbang. It's gang bus or fucking bang bus. It's not that difficult, my guy. They really think they're going to go get away with this buffoonery, my guy?
But, I mean, if people are paying for that shit, they're making
right,
the money.
Who is paying for this shit, bro? Hey, listen, if you're paying for that shit, stop, bro. XNXXX.com.
Yeah, because if you could do that, I mean, you could probably just do the same shit on YouTube. Bro. Make the same show on YouTube, and it's free.
XNXXX.
But if you're getting paid, though, like, I mean.
RedTube, Pornhub, bro.
Hats off to them.
Exactly. You don't. No, stop. Like, I understand. Like, listen. The reason why I understand why girls have OnlyFans is, like, some girls are, like, hot. So it's, like, people want to see them naked. Like, dudes, like, in high school or in, like, college and stuff like that fantasize about, like, you know, like, seeing them nude. So they're just like, oh, dude, like, I would fucking love to see what she'd be like nude. And be like, you know what? I got so many dudes that are like this. They make some money off that shit. Because think about it. That's all they finna get is just a picture. There's only so much you can do with a picture, you know? Yeah. Like, some girls would, like, you know, like, because people are like, oh, it's basically prostitution. I'm like, no, the fuck it's not, bro. She's not getting anything inserted into her, bro. She's just taking a fucking picture and sending it. Bro, she could, you know what she could, you know what a lot of girls could fucking do? And, hey, ladies, take notes. They could literally just take, like, a bunch of pics of, like, random girls naked from the neck down, showing no face. Dudes would be like, oh, my God, that's you. Like, you could sell that shit properly, maybe, and then take a couple pictures of you, like, in a bikini to look, you know, so that way the people can, like, still see your face and be like, hey, it's still me. You know, like, the ultimate finesse, my guy. Like, there's so many ways to work around it. So it's like, if you want to make your money off OnlyFans, yo, go do your thing, bro. Yeah, ways, I mean, around this shit, dog. There's levels to this shit, young boy.
Yeah, like, I, like, I'm with everybody, you know, like, I don't, you know, I'm not subscribed to nobody or nothing. Like,
even though they want you to.
Like, I'm pretty much over that shit. Honestly, like, to be truthful, like, I don't even watch porn. Like, I don't think I need that, you know, like, to, you know, whatever, like, to stimulate myself.
Oh, so you talking shit about those that watch porn? Hey, I watch porn. You're
saying, no, I'm not talking shit. Everybody does their own thing. I'm just saying, for me, I don't know. It does nothing for me.
Like, you heard it here first, bro. G wants the real business. You don't want that, you know. He want to do it himself. There's no DIY, bro. He's like, nah, you got to do it for me. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like, I guess I'm just at a point where it's like, I want something more, like, more real, you know? Something where I can connect.
And I know you've been struggling with that. What's been the problem with these females, at least in your opinion? Because I know you talked to a couple, bro, of girls, like, and, like, you know, but there's some reason they're not working out for you. And you're a catch, my guy.
Yeah, and talking about OnlyFans. So remember the last girl I had told you about?
Hold on, wait, what last girl? So are you, if you're down to talk about it on the podcast?
No, yeah, like.
So, oh, shit!
So I was on the app, right? And then I met this girl on the app. And, you know, on these dating apps, you kind of have to be careful because a lot of them is just girls that are either, like, they're in these chat rooms or, like, probably they're, like, they have
cam girls, yeah, fucking, you know, doing the OnlyFans shit. Yeah.
And they start off, you know, a conversation. They kind of, like, reel you in. And then, you know, they're real people, but then they just kind of want you to go and subscribe to their stuff. And, like, that's how they get you. And so, like, I met this girl. She seemed pretty cool. Like, you know, she was writing back. And she seemed real because, I mean, that was just having a normal conversation with her. And then she was actually responding, which is... It's pretty rare because, like, on these apps, it's either, like, you hit them up and maybe you get, like, 2-3 responses and then they just go ghost on you. Or it's just somebody that's just looking to fucking just have sex. And it's, like, I'm actually, honestly, like, I'm on there, but I'm not really looking for nothing specific. I'm just trying to make a connection. If that shit leads to something else,
you're testing the waters, bro. It's all good.
Yeah, like I said.
So that's why they're there for, like, you know.
I got the worm in the hook, but
you're picking the right moment, like, you know, really, you know?
Yeah, so, like, I mean, that's just how I've been going about it. So then there was this one girl, we were vibing, and, like, she gave me, then I went to go follow her on Instagram, and then I guess she noticed. And she messaged me right away on Instagram. And then we were talking for, like, probably, like, a week and a half or so. But from the get-go, she kind of told me that she was a cam girl or whatever. And, you know, like, the old me would have just stopped it right there. But because, you know, I feel like I've grown as a person.
You cheeky so now, dog. You like, you know what? It's all good.
No, but I mean, you know, no. Like, I've tried to kind of just give people the benefit of the doubt, you know? Like, that wasn't going to stop me from, like, making a connection with her, you know? It's like, all right, you're a cam girl. I understand you probably...
That's, you got to do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, that's
you
how
know?
You make your money. Fine. So, I mean, I try to get to know this girl. And so we were talking, and then everything was fine. And then she seemed pretty legit. Like, she was talking about how, like, she was trying to, like, look for a relationship, and she just hadn't found the right person because of what she does. And so I was over there, you know, just trying to understand her. And then eventually it came down to, like, her telling me to go subscribe to her thing. And then that's when I kind of had to pull back a little bit.
You're
but
like,
she was
hold
like,
up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right. What you mean subscribe to your thing? This ain't no fucking PlayStation Plus membership. Talking about you need to pay for this. This a DLC. I need
exactly.
to pay for the fucking exclusive content and shit. The
yeah,
fuck?
Because she had told me that she was trying to make a real connection. And then she tells me, all right, well, look, I'm going to give you a code. And then you can go, we can go like on a private chat. And then, you know, we could, I want to meet you face to face.
Or you could just chat with me. Yeah, IRL, the fuck.
Exactly. So, but then she was telling me, because she's like, oh, well, I just want somebody who accepts me for who I am and accepts me for what I do. So I kind of just want you to go through the experience and that way you can kind of get a sense of what I do. And like, you'll be sure about, you know, wanting to pursue something with me. So she kind of sold it in a way where it was like, you know, it was believable.
But where it's then, like, where it's like, listen, just see what I do, so that way you can, like, you know, really see, like, what I do, so that way you can know if you're 100% sure that you want to keep going with this.
Exactly.
But you're going to have to fucking pay, because for some fucking reason, you're still not special in that way. Like, what the fuck? Did she at least give you the discount or something?
No, well, that's what she said.
No so, discount? No, damn. She said, no,
there was a discount, so she told me it was going to be...
Oh, shit.
There was going to be... It was only going to be $2.99 or something like that.
It should have been $3.99. Really, fuck is they talking about?
It was like a really low price, because she's like, oh, and then afterwards you can just cancel.
You can get to know me better for the low price of just $2.99. What the fuck, bitch?
But then this is what I told her. I was like, I mean, what's the difference if we just kind of like webcam on a regular laptop or some shit, you know?
Come we're and still see gonna me. Be exactly come and see me, bro.
Camera, but whatever, you know. She was trying to make her come up, and at that point, you know, I just
at the expense of your feelings, though.
And then I just told, I mean, I was trying to be truthful with her. I was telling her, you know what, like, I understand you do what you do, but I just don't see why I have to go on there to talk to you when it's like, you've already told me that you're a cam girl. I didn't, you know, it didn't bug me. I still kept talking to you. And, like, that's your side hustle or whatever. That's your way of living. But I want to get to know the person behind that, you know. I want to get to know the girl beyond the camera, and I don't think I need to pay for me to do that.
Exactly. You're like, I see you trying to, listen, I know you're trying to do your little hustle, but it's like, what's up, baby? Like, come on, like, can you just put the $2.99 aside for a second and, like, you know, just get to know me? Like, I want to know, get to know you too. But see, that's how these cam girls are, bro. It's all about the money first, bro.
Exactly. So
she listened to one too many Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion songs. Was just like, you know what? I gotta make this fucking pay, bro. I mean, this fucking pay for this wet ass pussy, dog. What the fuck are they talking about?
But yeah, see, I mean, I've always been that type of person. Well, just try to give people the benefit of the doubt. But then, you know,
you're too nice out here, bro. You're too nice out here in this game, bro.
And that's the thing, though. Like, you think you're doing the right thing, and then
oh shit, talk your shit, bro. Talk your shit, cause I know you about to say some shit. Listen, I agree with you 100%, bro.
I can rant on this shit forever.
Do this shit. No, listen, give him fuck it. Talk your shit, bro. Talk your fucking shit.
Just take another sip.
Oh, there you go. There you go, my guy. Listen, we're at the hour. We're almost getting close to the hour. I don't give a fuck. This is boy G, bro. He gets special treatment in this motherfucker, bro.
Oh shit, 2 minutes.
No, fuck that. Keep going, bro. Keep the fucking clock running, bro. You get special fucking privilege, bro. You get after hours, bro.
Well, you could probably edit out some of the stuff that wasn't all that. But
fuck all that, bro. I'm keeping everything in this bitch, bro. You've been an interesting guest. Stop doubting your clout, bro. Talk your shit, and then we out this bitch.
Well, I mean, like, a lot of females say they want to get treated well.
Uh-huh.
But then I feel like nowadays the game has changed. It's like playing nice guy doesn't work anymore.
Facts.
And it's like, and it's been like that for a while now, like, because I've tried that shit. I mean, and I'm not going to change, you know, like, I don't care how, you know, how the dating fucking scene is right now. Like, I'm not going to change. I'm still going to be me. Like, if you don't like me like that, then it's cool. Let me, because first of all, I mean, I don't like myself. I don't like to force nothing onto people. I don't like to pretend like I'm something I'm not. I just come off as, like, myself.
And who you are, yeah.
I like to be respectful. I, you know, like, off the bat, I'm not going to, like, go and, like, try to fuck you on the first date or nothing like that.
Unless you want the action.
I mean, like, if you're open to it and, like, and I'm feeling it, you know.
Then you about to feel his dick. You feel me?
Then you about to
feel his dick, you know what I'm saying?
I'll go with the flow.
I get it though, because you know what that is? You know why white girls aren't about the whole nice guy thing anymore? It's because girls don't want, i.e. a nice guy. They want their ideal person nowadays. Like, you know how, listen, I'm gonna keep it a stack. They kinda like, you know, they started thinking like how guys think. guys have like these fucking like build a bitch fucking heads where they're just like, yo, let's build a broad that's like our ideal person. Perfect hair, perfect face, perfect tits, perfect ass, and all this other shit. And now girls are doing the same. Like, I want this person. I want this person to look like this. I want a person to have this personality. I want this and like that. And that's why, to me, you gotta just know the playing field now. I know, like, I'm not everybody's, like, go-to person. But at the end of the day, like you said, you are who you are. You gotta keep playing the field. And then all of a sudden, you know, you'll find the right person eventually. Ultimately, because, you know, if you are who you are, you don't have to change for nobody. And the person who accepts you for who you are is how it is. Because a lot of these bras, they do that. And then that's just because they're lost. They're lost. I don't really know what they want. They want things based off appearances or off of like basic human interaction because they never had that. Like, you're getting the bare bones minimum of human interaction and communication, and all of a sudden you think, oh my God, this is the one. It's like, no, like, you have to really test them in the way of like knowing if they're really going to be for you at moments where you really need them. And if they can't fulfill those needs, and all of a sudden you're back to square one. You're just like so and so, like this, i.e. insert this gender is not, you know, shit. I.e. bitches ain't shit or dudes ain't shit, you know, all that shit. It's just like, no, like, just learn from the shit that happened to you and then just move on and then learn that, you know, only attract the people that are willing to accept you for who you are.
Yeah, and then even with the girl, the recent girl that I was talking to.
Okay.
I mean, with her, I mean, we were vibing, like, we were feeling each other. And I was being respectful again, you know, like, we met her on the app again and, like, she seemed cool. She was legit. You know, like, I started off on the app, then we moved on to IG, then we started talking there. Then she gave me her number, and then it got a little bit more personal. And then finally I got to meet her face to face. And when she met me, you know, she really liked me and all this stuff. And then,
but,
and yeah, and then there's always that but. It's like, dude, like, I don't know what the fuck I do wrong.
No, you know what, G? Don't you dare say that. All right, because this is a homie lifting up a homie. You ain't do shit wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, there's nothing wrong with you in the way you present yourself. You're pretty straightforward. And that's the thing you need to realize, bro. Some people are, like, intimidated by that or just are not ready for that.
Nah, but see, there's the thing. Like, I'm not going to say I don't know what I did wrong, but in her eyes, she told me, I guess, like, what it was.
What was it? What the fuck was it?
And for lack of better words, I guess I just wasn't horny the first time I fucking saw her.
Oh my fucking, see, you know what I hate? You know what I hate? Listen. Oh Jesus. Oh my God. Let me finish this fucking beer real quick. Hold on.
But yeah, like, while you drinking, basically, like, again, like, it's the first time I saw her face to face, so I want to make a good first impression, you know, like, I'm trying to be myself. When I meet somebody, I want to meet them for who they are, right? I don't want them to put on a front, and I don't want to put on a front either. And, like, I like to get to know them, you know, like, actually have a conversation, because, I mean, a lot of people don't like to do that shit anymore. They meet each other face to face, and they, you know, like, maybe they'll have some small talk.
Yeah, it's like, what's up?
They just want to go straight to the bed and shit. And it's like,
No. See, so look, what I was going to say right now is, like, you females need to learn to speak the fuck up to us men about what the fuck exactly you want. Because, yeah, like, you came off as, like, listen, you want to be the respectable dude. But you're ready to throw down in the fucking sack if the brown wants the fucking, you know, LMG meat special. You feel me? She wants the fucking, you know, meat mania and shit like that. You ready with the heat. But that's the thing, though. Like, she has to let you know, because you're trying to come off as respectful. And then if she's trying to see that and she's like, no, I appreciate you wanting to be respectful, but it's okay. You're allowed to, like, get a little more intimate with me and stuff like that. You got to let us know, bro. You like, these fucking broads are like, we're fucking Professor X out here that can fucking remind and shit, bro. Like, no, like, you need to communicate that with us too, because we're willing to, like, be whoever the fuck you want us to fucking be. But you got to communicate with that.
Seeing the thing with me, though, is like, I don't like taking anybody to the sack if I don't find, like, a fucking personal connection. You call that gay, call that, like, weak,
No, we're not
too sensitive
that.
Or
no.
Whatever.
Now, listen, but, listen, you, I mean, know what you want. Listen, because, you know, I'm going to keep it a stack. I bet, look, listen. Are you a virgin?
I'm not a virgin.
Okay, keep it a stack. But you, every time you went into sex, though, you went in with that mentality, right? Of wanting to build a connection with that person.
Yeah, because...
Tell me that wasn't some of the bombest sex you ever had, though.
It was.
It was dope because look, I'm gonna keep it a stack, bro. Like when you have sex with someone who you generally want to make an intimate bond connection with, it's a whole different feeling, and that's why I feel like you do that because like sometimes though, I'm gonna keep it a stack. Yeah, quickies and like one night stands are just that's just it. It's like you know, it's kind of like a one. It's like a firework. It's like, oh, cool, but it's like it's done. That's it.
So and that's why sometimes I feel like there is something wrong with me because it's like. I've never been that type of person where it's like, I honestly can't do one night stands. I can't like fucking just do
but when quickies you, and yeah, shit. Because you work towards building that connection. But when you build that connection, though, the sex feels so much great. You feel like you're in a fucking Michael Bolton goddamn fucking music video. When a man loves a woman.
Yeah. You know, that type of shit, and for me, it's like that. Like, I have to have that connection. If not, like, I don't feel anything, you know, like. Cause I'm not the type of person that's just gonna have sex just to fucking have a good time.
You
want to
be on that Marvin Gaye?
Probably have to get me
you
like
wanna be
really,
on that Marvin Gaye shit, bro.
Yeah,
like,
you probably
Let's
have to get me like
on.
really drunk for that shit or something. But I mean, I don't even.
Which, by the way,
I never really get to that point anyway. So
you chugging, you know, well, you keeping up with these blue moons, but bro. I heard you was quite the party animal before I met you, bro. I used to be on your wild tip, my guy. Is that true? Because yeah, like you know, like. They used to say you was the Henny chugging, you know, wild man out here in these fucking streets and shit like that.
Nah. And then see, like what I've told you, like everything started after that relationship. So at that turning
that's
point,
when you were on your bad boy shit, huh?
Yeah. So at that turning point, I kind of turned to that. So I was on that shit for a while, because I mean I never used to drink.
Uh-huh.
I never used to party. But then after that shit, like, you know, I kind of took that time to, like, just have fun. You know, because I had never had a period where I was just single and having fun.
And then this man said, anything is possible, because this boy was chugging Henny, Jameson, all that shit, my guy. You was a straight savage, yeah, weren't you, huh? What was your drinking choice?
Well, shout out to the homie Bernard, because he put me onto a whole bunch of shit, because... He's the one that kind of introduced me to, like, you know, going out and bar hopping and all this stuff. Because, I mean, that was never my scene. But I guess, you know, it depends with the people you're doing it with.
Yeah, because you put me onto a dope-ass bar, that Novocaine bar. That shit was dope. I'm fucking heated.
I missed that shit.
Yeah, I missed that shit too, bro. The pandemic fucking
shout out to them.
Yeah, because low-key, I wanted to go back with you, bro. But, like, this whole pandemic shit happened. It was just like, man, that's some bullshit.
Dude, and that's just locals right here off of Slauson and Santa Fe. Going to our, like... To HP, so once
right where the norms is at. Yeah. So if you see the norms, make a left. You see the norms.
A lot of dude, like beautiful as bartenders, beautiful.
Bro, their mechiladas were fire, and then that fucking drink, the rehab with that fucking purple shit. I was like, what the fuck am I drinking? This shit is magical, my guy.
That's a cool spot.
And it's run by a strong, independent Latina woman. It's like, what the fuck, bro? Like, it's more of a reason for you to, like, I hope to Christ they survive this fucking pandemic thing and, like, aren't fucking run out of business because I swear to Christ, dude.
Yeah, that's the spot.
Yeah, you only took me there once, and I was like, bro, I want to go back there again. I want to bring so many people there. It's just like, fuck, I hope that place stays open. Phantom Carriage, remember Phantom Carriage by DH, bro? Oh, my God, dude, I miss that so bad. I don't know why they don't have outdoor seating, bro, because they have, like, a huge parking structure in the back. I could see you making that, like, an outdoor patio space for your shit. But, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I just hope to stay open because, man, Phantom Carriage is so good.
Yeah, there's a lot of dope spots that just, you know, let's hope that they're still open after this whole COVID shit's over.
I know. I want that Phantom Carriage fucking pizza. Bro, their fucking spinach artichoke dip is fucking bomb, dude.
I think I had their, I want to say it was their roast beef sandwich or pulled pork sandwich.
Oh, something. Dude, their pulled pork slap. Yeah, I got the pulled porks. The pizzas are fire. Their beer is fire, too. I like their sours. They got really good sours.
But the other spot that I was trying to put you onto was that, is a brewery out in Bell. It's called the Border X Brewery.
Oh, shit. I've never been there. Because the only one around that territory that I've been close to is the Downing Brewing Company. You ever been there?
No, I haven't been
there. I got to take you there, too, man. It's a restaurant, too. They got really bomb-ass food. I'm going to keep it a stack. And they got a lot of beers, too. And they have the boot. The little boot cup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So you can get, like, a pretty sizable beer.
Nah, trust. Like, right now, a lot of shit is closed, but once COVID is done.
Oh, it's going down. We
could even take your podcast and like fucking do that. Do like reviews on all these
bro,
bars.
Bro, bar round. Yeah, Tony Talk fucking just out of it being like, bro, we're recording live at this fucking bar. And we had, I had one, two, three, this many drinks. And G had this many drinks. G, your thoughts. Yeah, this is, you know, just fucking puking. But it's, we had a good ass time though. Damn.
Nah, but yeah, I mean, my Savage days kind of just started last year.
So, but let me ask you this though, because we're about to, it's coming close to the end. We got to end it up soon. But let me ask you this to part. Is that Savage still in there, bro? Can we still see some wild ass fucking Henny chugging adventures from G in the future?
I'm pretty sure, because everything that's happening right now, there's going to be a lot of points of celebration coming up, you know,
hey,
in the future. So
that's what the fuck I want to hear. You heard it here first in Tony Talks. G finna keep his fucking crazy ass ways of chugging Henny and doing everything possible to stay lit. Listen, I don't think we know any other better way to end this podcast. Thank you so much, G, for coming through to the studio. Well, your studio, but coming through to the Tony Talks virtual studio, I guess, you know. But yeah, nonetheless, listen, before we go, plug what you need to plug, my guy. All your Instas, your projects, whatever you want to plug, plug it right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can follow me at Element G Media on Instagram. I don't really post too much because we're always doing productions with other stuff on Dual Synergy Media, and then also Unclouded _ Creatives. And also you follow us on mono.co. That's where you can find all our community service events and, you know, our shirts and all that for the movement. And obviously, you know, keep supporting Tony Talks, because this is a very special thing that's happening here in South Central. I mean, anybody wants to pull up, talk their piece, get something out of your chest, this is the spot.
I'll pay you later. Thank you. No, I'm just kidding. All right, thank you, LMG, so much for blessing us here at the Tony Talks. Thank you so much for lending us your equipment. Thank you so much for lending us your talents to make sure that we continue to grow every day. This has been another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. You can follow me on all the social medias at Tony Talks PC on Instagram and on Twitter. I'll have everyone else's ads in the description of this episode. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, wear your mask, love one another, and stay fucking beautiful. This is Tony with my guest,
Element G.
And we have... Exactly, LMG Media, and we out this motherfucker. Bye! Fuck 12.